Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this is our fifth week of our June Ladies Month. And we will be talking to Mod 4 driver Abby Guerin. We'll also hear from Rod French from Powerlift Doors by French's Manufacturing. Jerry Ingvelson with some 40-year history on the upcoming Gopher 50. Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum about the Corn Belt Nationals. And a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Sauces and Seasonings right after a few words from our sponsors.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers. Heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a preseason checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-4 513-448.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
I think it's hailing outside.
What? I don't hear anything.
Did you put my van in the garage?
Well,
now we definitely have hail damage to my van. I know just the person who can fix that damage, though.
Who would that be?
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. He specializes in hail damage repair. Give him a call at 332-2434. That's 507-332-2434.
Napa know-how. How does Napa bring you the best deals on things like an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set with storage rack? The old switcheroo. Take the regular price, $41.99, switch around the digits, and wham, now just $14.99. Grab your Evercraft screwdriver set for $14.99 before the price switcheroos back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mod 4 driver, Abby Guerin. And Abby, you started off with a new car for the 2019 racing season. Talk about what went into making that decision. And how is that car performing so far?
At the end of my 2018 season, we were looking to make some updates to my car that I had. And thankfully, I have an amazing chassis builder, TD Chassis out of Fargo, that was already in the process of building a 2019 car. And we found that it would be easier to make these adjustments to a brand new car than to take last year's car and redo it. So that's how I ended up with a brand new 2019 TD Chassis. In a new car, there's always struggles. You have new things to figure out. Everything functions a little bit differently. So there's always some struggles with a new car. But thankfully, the guy that builds it is really good at what he does, and he's really good with me, and he helps me through it all. So it's been pretty easy, smooth sailing into a new chassis.
And there's one reason why I'm doing the interview and you're doing the driving, because I think if I won a season championship with a car, I would probably run that thing until it fell apart. And 2018 was an incredible season for Garen Racing. You won the Princeton Speedway Mod 4 Track Championship. What was your favorite memories that you take away from last season?
My favorite memory was probably my first win that I got that season. It was a great way to start off my 2018 season, and we had been working so hard for so long that finally getting that win meant a lot to me. We didn't even go into the season looking at points. We just go into the season as we're going to do what we can do and see what we can get. And it led to 4 feature wins in the track championship. So that was an amazing year for me.
When you look at that from a historical standpoint, you became the first female in Princeton Speedway's 62-year history to win an open-wheel division at that track. That has to make you very proud.
It does. It still gets me to this day that's my name when people go back and look at the history of Princeton Speedway. I never thought that would be something that I could accomplish, and I am incredibly grateful and still very happy and excited about that. That's going to be my name in the books.
Living in Andover, Minnesota, in the North Metro, what is people's reaction when you bump into them at the store and say, "I'm a race driver"?
Not many people understand what it is. Living down here, there's not much of that around, so people don't really understand what it is. So it usually takes me showing them a picture of my car for them to understand what it is. And then their expressions change from, "Oh, that's kind of cool," to, "Wow, this is like a big deal." So it's fun to show people what it is and watch their expressions.
How did you first get exposed to racing? Because Pro Kart Indoor Karting Track is near your house, but is there something else that exposed you to racing also?
Yeah, I've actually only been to Pro Kart like twice, but I'm a third generation race car driver in my family. My dad raced when I was a little kid, and my grandpa before that, but we actually had a family friend that started racing 360 sprint cars when I was a little bit older after my dad had quit racing, and I went along one night just to see what it was about and help run tires around the pits for him, and I ended up pitting for those guys for 3-4 years, and then eventually went to my parents and decided that I wanted to get in one, a race car of some sort, and that's where it all started.
Your dad is your crew chief and your biggest supporter. You two obviously communicate very well, because when it comes to making decisions on the car and making it work like you do, you have to communicate that to your crew chief.
Yeah, most definitely. Me and my dad, he is my biggest supporter. He's the one that helps me through a lot of it, being that he has a history of racing and both being in the driver's seat and being under it, working on him. He understands many aspects of it. So communicating with him and finding a way to do that driver to crew chief communication has been huge, and that's a huge aspect of learning with the sport, is understanding how to communicate that and what needs to be changed to go farther.
Like many race drivers, you have an athletic background. I think it's just the competitive nature in a race car driver. Don't ever play cards or darts or games with a race car driver, because they want to win. You coach volleyball.
I do. I played volleyball from about third grade up through part of my high school career. So I played it for many, many years, absolutely loved it, but then I got more into racing, so I ended up dropping volleyball when I was in high school. And this recent year, past winter, me and one of my best friends from high school decided that we've always wanted to give back to where we graduated from and the program that got us started. So we ended up going back and coaching 12-year-old girls in winter volleyball.
Where did you get the nickname Wild Child, and what is the story behind that?
That is a nickname I have had since I can remember. It's been since I was a little kid. I'm not fully sure of how my parents got me with that one. Many people see me as a very quiet and shy person. It takes me to get to know a person to really open up, but that's just one I've had since I was little. And I guess being 5'1" and 100 pounds and driving a race car kind of fits into that.
Obviously helping out in the pits on that 360 sprint car rubbed off on you, because besides having the Mod 4, you also have a micro sprint.
I did. I drove a micro sprint for another car owner now 3 seasons ago, and then I ended up buying the car over. And so last year, we ran the micro sprint with the Minnesota Micro Sprint Series that around Princeton, and then we also ran the Mod 4 full-time. So we do not run the micro sprint this year. We ended up selling that one off after a few instances last year with that car. So it was fun to do, and the sprint car, from the big one to the little one, they're extremely fun cars. It was just a lot to handle two cars and go full-time as much as we wanted to.
And those are two very different animals from one end of the spectrum to the other. What were the biggest differences you noticed from crawling out of the Mod 4 and going into the micro sprint?
It definitely was hard. Most nights when I ran both cars, I was running back-to-back shows, so I didn't even have a heat race in between. I would get out of one and hop in the other, and they were waiting for me. The biggest thing I had to be well aware of when switching cars was the handling. The micro sprints being so little, it doesn't take much to turn those things, and they're very, very quick. The Mod 4s are an extremely quick class when you look at the other WSOTA sanctioned classes, but compared to the micro sprint, the Mod 4 was a lot bigger. And another thing was the throttle control in the micro sprint and Mod 4 were extremely different. So I had to recognize that when I switched cars and remind myself what car I'm driving so I knew how to handle it on the track.
You also participate in one of the craziest sports on the planet, ice racing. That looks like a total blast.
It is. It's a lot of fun. That was something new this winter. As a lot of racers do, we kind of get the itch during the off season to get back in a car and go fast around an oval. And we knew some friends that had been ice racing, and they kind of said, hey, you know, I can get you a really good deal on a car if you want to do this. So me and my dad actually did it. We split the car. He drove it some days, and I drove it the other days. So it was a fun experience to do in the off season to still get that racing in you.
And what lakes are they racing those? Because that's something I would like to come out and see this winter.
The group that I raced with, we raced up in Garrison, Minnesota. It was right off to the side of Mille Lacs. So it was just a little lake right off the shore of a local restaurant. But they do also have some ice racing down in Grove City, I believe, and Litchfield and stuff like that, and in the Brainerd area.
What is a typical race week like for Garen Racing? What tracks and what nights do you run weekly?
So to start off our weekend, Fridays, we go to Princeton Speedway. So that is our Friday night track that we are at. Saturdays, a lot depends on weather, the car, and where we're thinking between Ogilvie Raceway and North Central Speedway up in Brainerd. So those two are just depends on what's going on where we go for there. And those are the two nights that we usually run. Sundays, we do have the option of two other tracks, but Sundays are usually a little bit harder for us to make. So we stick to the two nights for sure and go from there. And the week consists of all the maintenance and getting the car ready just for the following race night.
North Central Speedway in Brainerd, Princeton Speedway, and Ogilvie Raceway. Which track do you prefer and why?
Princeton Speedway is definitely my favorite track. It's the one that I started racing with. I kind of consider it a hometown track, even though it's not close to home. It's the closest one. I absolutely love Princeton. It's where I started racing. I love the small track. I love the banking that there is. And it's become like a second home to me.
Abby, another thing that you do very, very well is fan interaction. Fans gravitate to your pits, and in the process, you are creating a lot of new fans, especially young ladies.
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in the fans. We are there. Every single driver, we are there because of them. If it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't have a spot to race. So they help make the night, even when you're having a bad night or something goes wrong. There's always a fan that's looking at you like you're their idol. So to me, it's incredibly important to be there for the fans, to be involved with them. Bike night, kids night, just having pictures at your trailer, letting them sit in your car. it's the little things that as a driver we can do that makes them love the sport and makes them feel how much that we appreciate them too.
What is it like for the Garen Racing team to be part of the Wissota 100 experience? That's got to be incredible just to be down in that pit area, let alone to be able to participate.
Yeah, last year, 2018, was my first Wissota 100 experience. I'd never been in, being that previous years I was in college. That was not an option for me, so last year was the first. Wissota 100 is an incredibly intimidating and fun and stressful event. It's such a big event that you want to put on the best show you can. You want to have the best finish you can. So there's a lot that rides on it, but it's an incredibly fun event to be a part of, and it's everybody and everybody from Wissota, so it's fun to be a part of.
Speaking of college, you graduated from the U of M in Crookston with an animal science degree. Are you pursuing a career in animal science?
I am. I went and got that degree. So I graduated a little over a year ago from the U. I am currently pursuing a career with working with livestock, so that is still in the works for me. But it's something that is in the process, and I am currently waiting to hear back from a few companies on hopefully starting with them soon.
What are your goals for the future? You see drivers like Natalie Decker, Hallie Deegan get rides with Venturini Motorsports. Any aspirations of an asphalt ride, or are you strictly dirt?
As far as my experience has, I love the dirt racing. I've never done asphalt racing, but I love the dirt aspect, so if that could be a future to continue with, I would definitely stick with the dirt racing.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship, because your equipment looks top-notch?
Yeah, I have some amazing sponsors. Precision Tool and Technologies out of Brainerd, Minnesota. Teeny Chassis out of Fargo, Moorhead area. Insurance Brokers of Anoka. Wingnut Tattoo and Piercing out of Anoka. Young and Living Essential Oils is new this year, and they have been amazing with me. Lego Race Engines, he is amazing. He's there for me whenever I need, whatever we need. We all know that racing can have its ups and downs, and all of my sponsors have been amazing throughout the years with being there for me and supporting me.
What are your goals for the 2019 season?
When I came into the 2019 season, we were looking at chasing for points again at Princeton Speedway. We kind of had a little bit of a rough start, so now we are just focusing on doing the best we can. I definitely would like to get some wins on the board this year. Some things have changed around this year, and not every year you have the best of luck, but that's still a possibility. And the Wissota National points are in the back of every driver's mind of seeing what where they can get and how far up the list that we can get.
Abby, I think what they call that is racing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Abby, good luck throughout the rest of the season. I'll be keeping an eye on you and where you finish in the national points. And fans can look for that Mod 4 number 4 out at a track near them. And thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you so much.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year. So we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you use the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to get two races out of it. But Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing for Hornaday race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See walkerperformancefiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there. there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Rod French from Powerlift Doors by French's Manufacturing in Dodge Center, Minnesota. And Rod, you're a car guy just like me. What is your earliest memory of seeing a car on the street or getting a ride in a car? Because I know I remember the cars growing up in my town, and when you would spot them, it's like, someday I gotta have one of those.
So the neighbors to the north of me, three older brothers, always had some Mopars, Satellites and GTXs, and that was probably my car of all time. Still love to see the Mopars. There's no excuse. They're just got everything you need on them.
When did the interest in all things mechanical come about for you? What was your earliest memory of starting to want to fix things?
Well, probably back when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, we started doing some go-karts and mini bikes and stuff like that, and grew up into cars at 14 years old and messing around with them, and started racing and demoing, and probably when I was 15 and 16 years old, and been around the sport ever since then, I guess you'd say.
What is the history behind Powerlift Doors, and how long have you been a manufacturer and installer of Powerlift Doors?
So Powerlift's been in business for 27 years, started out in Lake Benton, Minnesota at Rick's Welding, and we just started our seventh year, going into our seventh year on them, and it's been a pretty good fit for our business. We did have to expand a little bit because we're getting some pretty big doors. We did an 86 by 24 last fall up in St. Cloud. That takes a lot of room in the shop. Hard to build that one in a smaller shop, so we had to expand a little bit there. And we did some bigger ones since then, and the aviation market is really good for us right now.
A power lift door by French's Manufacturing can be built for anyone. A hot rod shop, a home, or a lake cabin. And your design can be virtually unseen. They'll blend right into the side of a home or a cabin.
Yeah, that's correct, Clean. And you know, one of the things about it is it's a nice sunshade in the summertime if it's on your house or cabin. Hydraulically locked shut, pretty tough that way, hard to break into. Just a nice fit all the way around, and like you said, the way you can finish the doors off is just huge. You can make it look like the front of your house. You can make it look like there's not even a door there, or else you can do just the opposite and make sure everybody sees how big your door is. So it's kind of whatever you want, and we built a door that was 4 foot by 4 foot, and the biggest we built today at our location is 86 by 24, and the biggest one to power lift is 138 by 29.
As far as a lake home, I seen a really cool power lift door where actually the entire front of the cabin opened up to the waterfront, so you had a complete unobstructed view of what you're there for. And that was really neat. Design capabilities, if you have an idea, they need to come talk to you because you might be able to do it.
So with our doors, we can really fit them into a lot of different situations. And like you said, the only thing stopping us right now is your imagination. We can almost do anything. We've done them in the side of a trailer. We've done them in the side of a house. We've done them in a university out in Pennsylvania. There's in churches. You know, they're all over the place. You just got to look around for them.
These doors are also a tremendous upgrade for ag and commercial customers because of the low maintenance. And you can also utilize the full height and the full width of the door because the door is out of your way.
That's correct. Yeah, on our standard door, we lose 5 inches of clearance. So a 16-foot building, you could end up with a 15-7 door in it. And if you're building a shop, just the money you can save by bringing the shop height down to 16-foot versus 18, you'll basically pay for my door just by bringing that building down 2 foot.
Another industry that you have been doing a lot of work for is the aviation industry, and you've actually been at a lot of air shows, and people are very interested in what you have to offer.
Yeah, that's true. So with the farm economy and the tank like it is, hopefully somebody will step up and take care of some of that stuff. We have been chasing aviation pretty heavy the last couple of years, and it's working out pretty good. Now, in July, the Oshkosh Air Show over there, we'll have 3 booths, and you know, there's 400,000 people that will come through that show over there. If you're into anything into airplanes or aviation or old warbirds, there's always something to see over there.
Power Lift Doors by French's Manufacturing is also the sponsor of the Modified division at Chateau Speedway. Modifieds are just plain cool.
You know, if you don't have a modified in your show, you don't have a show as far as I'm concerned. I watch the late models, but I prefer the open wheel mods. And anybody that knows me, if you're going to have a show, you better have a modified there.
When you head to the track for a family night of entertainment, who are your favorite drivers to watch?
Well, you know, Brandon Davis is always fun to watch. I don't know how the kid does it, but he's always getting there. Wettstein's always excitement, whether you like him or not. But then again, it's kind of cool to see. It's kind of cool to see the old guys still racing out there too.
How can listeners find out more about the benefits of a power lift door and inquire about getting one for themselves?
Go to frenchespowerliftdoors.com. You'll find everything on there you need to see, or give us a holler at 507-374-9306, and we'll answer any questions we possibly can for you.
Rod, thanks for all you do to help support racing in our area, and thanks for taking time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayne, for having me on.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Gillett Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products.
Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to talk to Jerry Engelson. And Jerry, you have been involved with the Gopher 50 since day one, and this is the 40th anniversary of that historic race. And I remember I was 15 years old when the first one was in Owatonna, and that was a influential part of my life. Just about ready to get my driver's license, and cars were everything back then.
I hope you didn't drive like that, like race cars on the street when you got your license.
Talk about your memories of those very first ones.
Well, when we first started at the JC's, started down in Chateau, and we had a $12,000 purse, which for a JC chapter that did $300 projects, it was a pretty big deal. And I don't know what would have happened if it would have went south bad, but it worked out them 2 years down there, and then we went to Owatonna for 23 years, and then this is going to be the 15th down there in Deer Creek, so it's worked pretty good.
Drivers hold this race in such regard. We were just down at a race reunion south of Fort Dodge, Iowa, and Mike Smith and Ed Sanger were there. And when I brought up the Gopher 50, both of them just lit up and instantly went into stories about this race. You look at the list of drivers that have won this race, and then you think back to the time when this skinny, tall, long-haired kid by the name of Scott Blomquist showed up and nobody knew who they were.
He came in there with a unmarked number 18, and he's been pretty impressive ever since.
And I still remember as a kid when this yellow number 52 rolled out onto the track by the name of Steve Kosiski from Nebraska. And when you're a young kid from Owatonna, Nebraska seems like the other side of the planet, and we're like, wow, look at these guys coming to race against our locals.
Oh, yeah. We were excited to get somebody from all the way from Omaha. And the Kosiski family was a big name in racing in the Midwest. Probably not that much up in here, but yes, that family supported our event for a long time.
And you also look at the support class, the modifieds. You look down the list of the who's who
that has won the modified part of the Gopher 50, and it is very impressive. And the dollars that are going to be up for grabs for these modifieds, there will be cars from all over the region coming to try to take this prize.
Yeah, there'll be Super Fiesta modifieds also. USMTS is off, and I know the leaders of that thing are planning to be there, we've been told, so should be a really good field of them too.
Jerry, the Gopher 50 is Saturday, July 6th. Racing starts at 6:30, but I also see that the gates open at 3 p.m. So if fans want to get down there, get a wristband, go down in the pits, meet these national touring late model drivers, get a chance to see the cars up close, get an autograph, get a t-shirt, take some pictures, and also see the modified drivers, this is going to be a great day to plan to be down at Deer Creek Speedway early.
So we get a lot of people that go down, take advantage of the drivers, watch them work in the cars, check out what they haul their race cars in. It's pretty impressive right off the bat. And most of them are really good about taking time. If you got kids with you or whatever, or just yourself, they'll take time. You know, they're getting the cars ready, but they know where their purses get paid. So they're pretty good about autographs and that kind of stuff. We're going to have a little beer tent up front there outside of the gates in the afternoon. So if a guy wants to have a pop or a beer, and then we're hoping to get a few of the guys, bring a couple cars up that way too. So if you don't want to wander the pits, which is quite an experience, there'll be some stuff happening right there by the front gates also.
The 40th annual Gopher 50, the World Outlaw Late Model Series, will be racing for $10,000 to win. The USRA Modifieds will be racing for $5,000 to win. Hot laps at 6:30, racing to follow. Don't miss this event on July 6th. And I know, Jerry, you're fired up and ready to make this thing happen.
Oh, yes. And we got a lot of help. The Lions took it over from the JCs a number of years ago, and the Rochester Eagles helps us. Blooming Prairie Fire Department helps. And we got sponsorship from the main sponsors, Bigelow Homes, but Miners Outdoor has been involved with the event for a long time. And Trailo there from Wotana has helped us. And Carol's Popcorn out of Rochester always helps with the event, too. A lot of help.
That's a great group of people you just mentioned. And I know a lot of fans are talking about this event and can't wait to get down there. Thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, as soon as we heard about the Corn Belt Nationals, July 5th and 6th at Knoxville Raceway, we got our tickets and hotel rooms, and we will be down there for that event. And I know, as always, you will have something great going on all weekend long in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Lane, thank you for having us on the show. It's always great to talk with you, and we're looking forward to the USAC Corn Belt Nationals here in Knoxville also. It's Friday and Saturday, as you said, on July 5th and 6th, so Friday and Saturday nights. We'll have the USAC Sprint Cars here, the Nationals touring AMSOIL Sprint Car Division here with us on both nights, and then I believe the Knoxville Raceway is going to run the 360 Sprint Cars as a support class on Friday night, and the Winged 410 Division as a support class to the USAC Sprint Cars on Saturday night. So it'll be two great nights of racing here right after the 4th of July. Although a lot of people are off that weekend. So looks like there's a lot of interest. All the hotels in Knoxville and the surrounding areas are starting to fill up. So we're looking for a big crowd and a great two nights of racing. You know, they've got a tight point battle with C.J. Leary and Tyler Cortner in the AMSOIL National Sprint Cars standings with USAC. So all the guys are going to be here. Brady Bacon, Justin Grant, Chris Windham, Kevin Thomas Jr. They're all planning on being here both nights. So it should be a great weekend of racing.
As always, when I come over to the museum during major events like that, you never know who you're going to run into and be able to talk to or grab an autograph.
Well, you know, most of the USAC drivers that I mentioned usually come to the museum while they're here to check out what we have on display. And this year we have our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit in place. We've got seven of A.J.'s cars in the museum right now with plenty of memorabilia and videos to learn more about A.J. Foyt's illustrious racing career. As well, we've got a smaller tribute to Jesse Hockett with three of Jesse Hockett's cars. So I know Jesse Hockett fans will be excited to see that. Jesse won a lot of major non-wing sprint car races across the country, not only here in the Midwest, but also out at Manzanita in Arizona. So we've got his Arizona non-wing sprint car with us and some of the pedal car trophy cars that he won when he won those non-wing races. So we're excited to have Jesse Hockett's race cars with us as well. And we're planning on Saturday afternoon, Dr. Pat Sullivan will be up on our second floor, and we think it's probably going to be at about 2 o'clock. He's going to be interviewing several of the USAC drivers in the point standings that are up in like the top 10 of point standings. So that should be fun. Pat's going to round up a bunch of the guys and come up and talk and listen to them talk, and then also be a good opportunity for race fans to ask questions.
And also being at the museum gives me a great opportunity to renew my yearly membership to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and that comes with some great perks. So if you're not a member, I highly recommend it.
You know, thank you for being a member, Clayne, and it's one of the many things we do to help support the museum to keep the operation going day to day, to keep all the bills paid and the doors open. The $25 supporting memberships gets you free admission for yourself and a friend anytime for a year to the museum. Also gives you a discount on any merchandise you purchase in our museum store, a 10% discount. And you get our newsletter, which comes out every 2 months, so six times a year you get our Hallmarks newsletter that comes in the mail to you, and several other things like our members-only A.J. Foyt die-cast race car, the 1/18th scale diecast race car. You have to be a member to be able to purchase one of those. So we still have about 100 of the 400 of those left that we started out with. So it's great to have those on hand to be able to encourage people to be members and then tell them more about our museum.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more about the museum, anything from your gift store, or to purchase some of the Corvette raffle tickets, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to find out about any of those things, of course, is just to call our toll-free number at 1-800-874-4488, or you can find us online at sprintcarstuff.com, and you can purchase all of those things on there. And all of our events are always listed on nationalsprintcarhof.com. So a couple, two or three ways you can find us on the Internet. The Corvette is kind of a special thing. We're giving that 2019 Torch Red Z06 Corvette away. It's only got 4 miles on it, so it's brand spanking new. We're going to give that away Saturday night, August 10th, during the Knoxville Nationals, and there's plenty of time to purchase the tickets for that. All you have to do is go to winaz06corvette.com, and you can find out all about it and how to help support the museum and get some chances to win that in the Corvette sweepstakes. Again, that's winaz06corvette.com.
Bob, thanks for being with us. We will see you July 5th and 6th.
Thank you so much for having us on the show, and We look forward to seeing everybody here in Knoxville on July 5th and 6th for our big USAC non-wing nationals.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
Contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookie Sauces and Seasonings. And summertime means tacos and carnitas. That sounds great, Speed.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, and I usually do probably 4, 6, 8 pounds of this at a time to make up the carnitas, which is small bites of meat, I guess is what the translation is. But I either use, Hormel's got a cut called Chef's Prime. It's like boneless rib ends. And you can use boneless butt, too, works for it as well, boneless pork butt. But take like about 4 pounds of meat, takes about a quarter of a cup of our cookie flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, rub that all over it, and then you can cook this either in a crock pot, you can do it in a Dutch oven on the grill, Dutch oven in your regular oven, however you want to do it. But what you do is you put that all in the Dutch oven or your crock pot, dump in 1 cup of apple juice, and 1 teaspoon of cumin, 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, 3 or 4 garlic cloves, 2 bay leaves, and then take an orange and just cut it in half and squeeze the juice out of it, and then throw the halves of orange right in the crock pot or the Dutch oven, whatever you're cooking it in, throw the whole chunk in there with it. If you're doing it in a crock pot, you want to do it on low for about 10 hours or high for 5 hours. Or if you're doing it on your grill, if you got your grill at about 250, why about 4 to 6 hours, the meat will just get to be fall apart tender. That's where you want it. And then at that point, pull the 2 chunks of bay leaves out of there and the 2 orange halves out of there, and then just shred that meat up and leave a fair amount of the juice with it. For like some, I call them street tacos, but just take and brush some corn tortillas. I repeat, corn tortillas, not flour. Just brush them with oil and throw them on the grill a little bit just to crisp them up just a little bit, and then put some of this meat down the center of it, and then a little bit of fresh lime juice on it, and then put some of our either our taco sauce or cookies, mild or medium salsa on that, and a little bit of cilantro. And if you want tomatoes and lettuce on it, you can, but I just stop right there and just dig in. And the nice thing about doing all that meat extra, you can put it in Ziploc bags and freeze some of it if you're not going to use it all right away. But you can take it out and thaw it. But like for the street tacos, I like to put it in a little bit of a pan with just a little bit of grease and kind of crisp up the meat just a little bit for the tacos. But you've got all this nice pulled pork, and you can add barbecue sauce to it for sandwiches, or just put it on a tortilla shell, make some quesadillas, and sprinkle it on there with a little bit of our barbecue sauce or taco sauce. Throw some cheese over the top and let that melt through, and boy, you got a super meal right there. So it's smart to cook up plenty of it because, boy, is it ever tasty.
Speed, and what's nice about that recipe, you can make a big batch ahead of time, put it in one of those foil pans, and just reheat it on the grill, and it's ready to go.
Yep, it's ready to go. This recipe for this is on our website, which is cookiesbbq.com, and just go to recipes, and it'll be on there.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us on the Dirt Show and making everybody a fantastic cook.
Well, I'll tell you what, turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight, see? Just listening to RBS, which is barbecue sauce.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
We were down at Kossuth County Speedway last Thursday night, June 20th, in the A-Modified A-Main. Ben Schulte getting his very first A-Mod victory over Rob Hughes. In the B-Modifieds, it was Colby Fett over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Josh Lyon over Jamie Wishar. In the Outlaw Mini Mod feature, Nathan Kilwine over Logan Brown. In the Sport Compacts, Lucas Parsons over Tyler Feeblecorn. And in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Chad Palmer. On Friday night, the UMSS Sprint Car Series was at Gondiklaw Speedway. In the 20-lap A-Main feature, it was Denny Stordahl over Kaylee Emerson. Last Friday night, June 21st, we were at Chateau Speedway, and the Outlaw Mini Mods were also on hand. Ryan Hensel taking the checkered flag over Nathan Kilwine. In the B Modifieds, it was Dan Wheeler over Tiana Mathune. In the Pier Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Jack Moss. In the Sport Compacts, Jerry Koopman over Justin Skalitsky. In the USRA B Mods, Parker Hale over Caden Kath. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Josh Angst over Brandon Davis. Last Saturday night, June 22nd, they were racing at Arlington Raceway. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over John Rebstock. In the Sport Compact, Scott Porter over Justin Forsier. In the Sport Mods, Chad Playman over Justin Schroeder. In the Carts, Braxton Enter, Grant Westfold, and John Volokady took checkered flags. In the Mods, it was Chad Porter over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Rodney Manthe over Scott Oestreich. In the Sprint Cars, Michael Stein over Javen Osterman. And in the Stock Cars, Matthew Scherer over Chad Schroeder. Fairmont Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 22nd, in the 20-lap A-Mod feature, Brandon Beckendorf over Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, Troy Grocknauer over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Kieran Sampson over Josh Seidels. In the Sport Compacts, Austin Friedrich over Bubba Brown. And in the Stock Cars, Luke Sadoff over Kurt Lund. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 22nd, in the 25-lap B Modifieds, Mitch Weiss over Kylie Kath. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Kevin Adams. In the Super Stocks, Neil Eckert over Jeff Brower. In the USRA B Mods, Jim Chisholm over Parker Hale. And in the USRA Modified A Main, Jason Cummins over Brandon Davis. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night in the A-Modified A-Main. Sean Peterson over Jason Blazek. In the B-Modifieds, Ron Scherer over Justin Bjorklund. In the Super Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Bryce Schward. In the Street Stocks, Andrew Bangson over Ryan Sader. And in the Super Stocks, Trevor Scherer over Jeff Krause. Last Saturday night, June 22nd, Ogilvie Raceway hosted the Mastel Brothers Touring Series. In the non-wing sprint car 20-lap A-Main, Cam Schaefer over Brian Roach. In the 360-wing sprint car A-Main, Thomas Kennedy over Lee Gross. In the B-Modifieds, Jeremy Nelson over David Swearingen. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Carter Ryland. And in the Street Stocks, Dave Moss over Gavin Rowland. The UMSS Sprint Car Series was at Hibbing Raceway last Saturday night. In the 20-lap A-Main, it was Harry Hansen over Gunnar Cummings. Saturday night, Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was able to get one of the three features in before the rains fell. In the Pro Series 305 Sprint Car 15-lap A-Main, it was Russ Hall over Chris Wolverin. Tuesday night, June 25th, Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was hosting a special event brought to you by Max Yield in a 20-lap A-Modified feature. Austin Wolf over Kelly Shryock. In the B-Modifieds, Jonathan Logue over Brayton Carter. In the Hobby Stocks, Drew Bargloff over Cody Nielsen. And in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Derek Green.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.